What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegal? Cause I've been at it since the quarter past eight in thick,
yo,
and I
yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl.
This is Quest F. Thank God.
All the stars. All the hits.
Yeah, I love you.
This is.
Yeah, I love
you. The Divas Radio.
Bum, 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 bum.
Da, 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 da.
You know what time it is?
You know what time it is.
You already know.
You already know. We're right here on the Extended Cut. Welcome back. Ooh, welcome back.
Ooh, so feels good to be back.
It feels so good to be back. My goodness, you guys really responded so well to the last
the
podcast.
The love was unimaginable. Unbelievable.
You know what? I always say that if you're enjoying the show, then definitely other people are going to be enjoying the show. Because I listen back, okay? I still listen back to this day.
We do that.
To this day.
We do that.
To this day.
We do that, okay?
But yeah, welcome back to the Extended Cut. We're with your girls, Iman Kuteka, and of course, Ethel Madondo, right here at Madiba's Radio. It is a fun-filled podcast where we get to dive into all things youth. Mm-hmm. Of course, some things we want to plug you with, a bit of music.
You know
and
what
just,
you mean?
Yeah, all that feel-good energy that you need right here on a podcast. Sometimes you just need to chill. I love talk show podcasts, but I think sometimes you just need to really relax, let it go with your girls or your gents, whatever
exactly.
It may be.
Take a
right
breather.
Here. Take a breather.
Take a breather.
Okay, take another extended cut. You know, okay.
You just did that. You just did that. You ate it up.
No, because it's been an absolutely amazing morning. But Ethel, I want you to plug us with some music. What did you wake up with this morning? Of course, woke up with the sound of the birds chirping.
The birds chirping was the sound that I heard.
A little bit of Holy Spirit.
You know.
Okay, but what song literally got you up?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd be lying if I said I listened to a song this morning.
Uh-huh.
This morning was a very hectic morning. But then if I'm to tell you the songs that I've been hooked
on
at the moment, and you're going to say, Sissy, where is this coming from? Because you're going to be like, that's me. That's me.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm being honest, Iman hooked me up, guys.
Oh.
Iman hooked
and
me up.
I feel like when you're saying that, that already literally puts me up there, okay?
Puts me up there
with the greats.
Calm down.
You can trust me. The credibility is there. If you need some good music, listen, okay? I can plug you with a good playlist.
No, but Iman plugged me, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this handsome fella.
All right.
Handsome fella. Like, if you don't know what he looks like, please go look him up. He goes by the name Kamari.
Yes. Oh, he's been amazing on the streets right
now.
Yeah.
Hot fella, and his song Head in a Jar.
Ooh, yes, that's been going crazy. I think
I wish I could just play a snippet right now.
I think for me, one of my favorites from him is Head in a Jar. Oh, my goodness, what a really good song. What a really, really good song. But you can actually try and find us a snippet of the song if you want to play it for us. I think for sure,
because I mean, I'm hooked. So let me just give you like a little something, you know what I mean?
I want you.
Ooh. I like that it's
calming. It's very calming, very soothing.
First
in the morning. We're talking about the morning.
What a great plug, an absolutely amazing plug. That is Kamari with Head in the Jar. Another one that I love from him is These Four Walls. That was the first song that I heard.
Yes.
I was just like, this man is literally going to change the industry.
Literally.
I really hope him and Giveon can like
link
up.
You read my mind.
Giveon, Lucky Day.
Who's
the other guy? I forgot. Destin Conrad.
Even
Daniel Caesar.
Yes.
If those four can really just link up and do something,
my days.
10
it would
out of 10.
Eat down.
Yeah.
It would eat down, definitely. But give me another song from your side.
So,
like,
for me,
what woke you up today? And when are you in a good mood today?
I'm in
a
good
mood. This time, she is. Can I tell you how cold it is outside? It's freezing.
Yeah.
I'm wearing long tights, I'm wearing a sweater. I am cold. It's freezing. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, this hun is wearing
biker shorts.
And I'm looking at her
and
like...
a sweater.
It was baffling me. I had to ask her twice. I'm like, are you sure you're okay?
And you know what? It's so crazy because I'm someone who's like really, really, really scared of the cold because I get sick very easily.
Sick, so I'm
but this morning,
at you,
I just
I'm
woke
like...
up in a good mood, you know? I don't know. Just before we even got into the studio, Ethel and I were singing and jamming.
We had a little harmonious moment.
And it
worked.
What's a John Lennon song?
I know it's gonna be alright. I think I just met my wife.
Yeah, man. Those are the vibes that we're getting
hitting,
here in the studio.
Hitting.
But for me, listen, an African day is tomorrow.
Oh,
okay.
So I woke up. Yeah. Bring it back home. Bring it back home
to the international streets.
What do you mean?
Right here.
Show them. Show them. What are you saying?
So for me, I woke up this morning and I was like, actually, I would love to listen to some Afrobeats. I want to listen to some really good Afrobeats. So I started with Myra Kun, but then I was like, I'm not really feeling it. Then I went to Davido, and then I'm not feeling it. And I'm like, there's only one person who can do it in the streets. Mr. Money with the vibe right now.
Mr. Money with the vibe right now.
Tell me what you see when you look at me.
My problem. If you don't know who that is,
I'm judging you.
Me as an African sister, I am judging you.
Goodness me. So that was my plug for the morning. Please go listen to his music. He's also just dropped a song,
amazing,
Why Love.
Yeah.
I think for me, if you want to have a good song that's really just going to wake you up in the morning, Ashake Sumba. Ashake MMS. I know I've been seeing that on all of, like, you know, the YT vlogs, the TikTok vlogs.
Yeah.
It really just makes me feel like, you know what? Life is good.
It is worth it.
Okay.
When you're feeling down, Put on an Ashake song.
Exactly.
Put on an Ashake song.
Exactly.
And everything in the world is going to be just all right.
You know, I think we should just close this podcast because we've been plugging them. The play on
words. A little bit too much. Giving both sides of the world. What more do you want?
But I also want to play a little game to so obviously ease us into our conversation a little later. As I mentioned, we just want to talk about everything networking on campus, getting out of your comfort zone as a student. Because, I mean, this is a student podcast, regardless of us just having so much fun. So we do want to share a few gems as students and things that we've done within the space or Madiba space or just the university. But let's play a little bit of a game.
Let's spice it up.
So, two truths and a lie. Are you ready?
Me with thinking on the spot.
You disappointed me the last time. I've only had one, okay? And then maybe at the end of our conversation, then we can just maybe add another one a little later.
Yeah, okay.
But okay,
cool.
Two truths and a lie. So the game goes this way. I will tell Ethel two truths and one of... I'll mention three statements or phrases. Yeah. And Ethel has to guess
the lie.
Okay, so two of them are truths and one of them is a lie, rather. Okay, so... I have four siblings. I've been to Nigeria and I've done a 107-kilometer hike.
The last one is a lie.
Ah,
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. The last one is a lie. Like, it's given. It's a given. Like, the
didn't
last
even
one is
take
a lie.
Time.
I didn't
want
to.
Didn't think about it.
I didn't need to, man.
Wow.
I didn't need.
I'm gonna give you some time. Think about it.
No.
I have four siblings. I've been to Nigeria and I've done 107 kilometers.
The last one is a lie.
Ma'am, are you sure? Are you locking in?
Nah, the way you're asking me now is like...
No, maybe. Lock in. It's okay.
Nah, I'm locking in.
Okay.
I'm locking in. Drum roll, please.
That is the truth.
Ah!
Child, I am so active. I'm not as active as I used to be in high school.
You are active, but...
No, I used to do a lot of hikes.
Hiking
to,
for 107...
I promise you.
107 kilometers.
I've done even more. So it was obviously over continuous days, consecutive days. So it wasn't like I just did it for 107 kilometers.
Nah,
but
see,
it's 107 kilometers. For example... If I told you I did the Otumikwa hike, which is the hike that I did.
She tells me I did a 107-kilometer hike.
But it is.
Of course, I think it's a lie because you ain't no walk 107 kilometers in one hike.
So there's the Tsitsikamma hike, there's Otiniqua hike, there's the Drakensberg hike, there's the what is this? The Orange River hike, there's the Strandlopers hike. When they tell you about those hikes, obviously there are certain parts that you can kind of shorten. Any hike can be shortened. But then when you're doing the full hike, when you're doing the Drakensberg hike, there's a set number like for that hike. So for example, the Strandlopers that I did was 107 kilometers.
But you didn't do it in one day. But is the, my point.
No, girl. Okay, if we do like, for example, the Two Oceans. I think the Two Oceans over 2 days, or the Ironman is over 2 days. And I think it's about 56 kilometers. You're not going to say, oh no, but you didn't do it in one day. You did the Ironman regardless.
No, but the way you said it.
Ma'am.
The way you said it. But anyways, take it's your okay. L. I'll give take it to you. L. I'll give it to you. Okay. It is what it is. You take know, your you know L. what I mean? It is what it is. It is what it is. But anyway, let the game come to me. Anyway, yeah,
the actual lie was the four siblings. I've got five. Yeah, and I've been to Nigeria.
I know you've been to Nigeria.
Yeah, no, I'm just telling and like, I know, our listeners. Like,
she's flexing on you.
Oh, burr. Wow.
She's flexing
not
on you.
Not even.
She's. You were wondering why the Ashake chat was... That's exactly why.
No, Ethel, I'm explaining to our listeners that, listen, okay.
Oh, I... She was brainwashed, but it's okay.
Says you, sissy. You've been to Dubai.
No, we're not doing that.
Okay.
Let's calm down.
Let's calm down. Okay, let me hold up.
Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. Yeah, with the because I knew the Nigeria thing was true, and I know you've got like a lot of siblings. I just missed one. That's why I thought one. I just missed
one important, and they're twins. You just missed the other twins.
I just missed.
You missed the one twin.
I just missed the
one. Technically,
like,
it counts as one, but you know.
Yeah. But anyways, okay. Let me give you something. Okay, two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
I played water polo in high school.
Yo.
You're already like yo. I played water polo in high school. I'm practically running on 1 hour of sleep. And I once had braces.
The last one's a lie.
Wait.
You had braces?
Wait. Oh, you did? Yeah. I stumbled the game, guys. Wait, let me read.
I'm up on the game.
Wait. I did the other way around. I gave you two lies and one.
Wow.
I gave you two lies and one truth. Wait, let me redo that. I studied music in high school.
Okay, so now I don't know which ones are which.
I gave you.
No, okay, now listen out again. Yeah.
I played water polo in high school. I studied music in high school. And I am running on 1 hour of sleep.
Maybe not 1 hour.
Is that your final answer?
Why do I feel like... I do feel like you studied music in high school and you did water polo because you're very active.
Is that your final answer?
You said you're an athlete.
Yeah.
So I think maybe, yes, you are. You're tired, but I don't think you're running on 1 hour of sleep. I'm locking it in.
Are you locking it in? Drum roll, please.
If I get this right, you owe me a chocolate.
You're overambitious. No. You're overambitious because I didn't play water polo, girl.
Really?
No, I swam, but I never did water polo.
At first, I was like, maybe she didn't. And I was like, nah, but she was very active. So
Yeah. I'm her.
Wow. Okay.
I guess we both fumbled. Yeah,
We fumbled this time.
But moving on to the next best thing.
So... our next best thing on the block, of course, is networking.
Yes.
How have you found the university space? And this is, of course, us like getting into our technical brains, our smart brains, getting into our beauty with brains section of this podcast.
Exactly.
But yeah, just sharing our experiences and coming into university, what were some of your expectations? What were some of the things that you actually never expected to get into? I think we shed a light on it a little bit
in the last previous podcast. Yeah.
But a few things that you maybe just didn't expect to even just experience just as an adult, you know, and how important it is. Of course, we're going to dissect this.
Of course.
How important it is to just network within the space before you graduate.
Yeah, that's true. Do you know what? We are so brainwashed by TV. Mm-hmm. Let me start with that.
Yeah.
TV brainwashes us, guys.
No, because I'm not living grown-ish.
Yeah, I really am not.
High school, I didn't live High School Musical.
I did not. So, because TV brainwashes us so much, you come to varsity with so much, like, expecting so much, so much expectations. And when you get here, it's like, okay, this is not exactly what I was expecting, you know? But you do adapt quite, not quite easily, but with time, you do like get in the ropes of how things work and, you know, like your routine. You definitely get into a routine to be like,
and you have
to
do it on your own.
And you have to do it on your own, which is the crazy part. Because like in high school, primary school, you're guided the whole time. And then you come to varsity, it's like, it's your life.
You don't want to go to class at school.
You don't want to shop for a test.
Yeah.
It's cool. Nobody's going to come and be like, why didn't you come for this test?
The self-motivation
has to be on a high.
It needs to be very, very, very strong.
It really does.
I remember hearing, I don't know who said it or who told me this, but you cannot do university alone. You really cannot. You do have to have that support system of people, friends or family who can push you through, even classmates who can push you through that degree, because you cannot do it alone. There'll be days where you just have no motivation.
Just so low.
And you're so tired. And then my classmate or friend is just like, girl, let's go to class. Even if you hear one thing, it's fine. Let's go.
It's okay. Let's do it. And like what you're saying with that motivation, sometimes like you just have those days where you're just so down. And varsity does that to you, which is perfectly okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there's nobody there to tell you that it's okay to feel that way, you know. But it's okay to have those low moments. I've learned that that's what varsity is, and everything is not going to be peaches and roses, you know.
I think for me, I overestimated.
Bless you.
You see, wearing biker shorts, the blues are
coming.
Wrong
decision.
The blues are coming. But personally, I think underestimated or overestimated, I'm not too sure. But I think, underestimated how much you need to learn how to balance.
Yes.
Because what we saw in Grown-ish, there are simple, small parts of it that we do get to experience within the university experience. Obviously, it's not full on.
It's not full glamorous, party.
Exactly.
And still nail school.
Especially if you're working and you're studying, it's hard. It's difficult. It's not like people when, you know, watching shows, not even just Grown-ish, and you've got this person who's just like, yeah, no, I'm working two jobs. It's not easy.
There are no jobs.
Is it? For some people, it's doable, hey? They do have jobs. I do know a few friends who are working and they're studying, and it's doable, but also they do share in the experience that it is difficult. It's not all rosy. Really, it's not just, oh, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to go to my job. Because, I mean, you need to come back and you need to come and study. You need to do your post and pre-reading. Mm-hmm. Class is just merely where your lecturer is there to guide and facilitate a few of the aspects in your module. Otherwise, you still need to go do the work and teach, like, and teach yourself and understand the work and prepare for those exams. So there's a lot that I think coming into university, it's great that we have those shows that make us look forward to that experience. I'd like to call it a coming of age experience, because there are certain phases in our lives that we all need to go through, and not everyone has the same part. Not everyone is going to go through university, but I'm just saying, like, there are those certain parts. And if you don't go to university, there are things, for example, whether you're starting off with an internship or a job, whatever, that is also going to have its own challenges. You know, so I think it's okay to acknowledge those. Dang, this is not what y'all told me it will be, adulting. One star, my babe.
It's rating. So crazy that you're saying that, because I recently, like, I'm such a big Coates girly. Mm. And I read this quote that's saying, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. Maybe this is not like the direct words that were used, but it was something to say, don't be so hard on yourself, in terms of like saying, I'm not where I want to be, because you are where you wanted to be yesterday.
True.
But you're not looking back.
True.
On where you were expecting to be today. You're constantly thinking of the future. You're constantly thinking, no, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? And you don't give yourself time to actually look back and be like, no, Iman, you've achieved so much. Yeah. No, Ethel, you've actually done so much.
And I think Ethel knows I struggle with this a lot, because I will go through something, do something big, and then I'll be like, oh, okay, what's next? I'm always thinking what's next, instead of actually appreciating.
Living in the moment.
Be in the moment
for a while. And I think that's a big thing. And like going back to like the whole networking thing, you know, I'm very, like, I think I said this in the previous episode, how introverted and everything. But being in university forces you. You have to.
Honestly.
It forces you to speak to people.
I honestly believe that with the amount of money our parents or whatever funding scheme or program that you have, if you leave university, and I know some courses are very rigorous, so some people feel it's better that I just come on campus and leave. Because there are some people who actually don't do anything outside of just studying.
Just studying, for sure.
If you leave university without having networked, found someone, spoke to, I honestly believe that your university experience, not, I wouldn't call it a waste, but there's a lot that you could have done to extend yourself, find people.
Of course.
And because the people that you're studying with right now, whether they're in the engineering block, whether they're in accounting and ICT, those are your peers. They're going to be your peers in the next company that you're going to go to. Because a company doesn't just hire in a big law firm, or because I'm studying law, in a big law firm, they're not just going to hire just the lawyers. They're also going to have the people who are doing the ICT. They're going to hire the people who are doing the account, you know. So those are your peers. If you need something when you're creating your own business or whatever it may be in life, you need
contacts.
To have, you know, you need to have those
have
contacts.
Some contacts.
Exactly.
You know.
And I think Issa Rae, there was a quote, and I'm going to find it, but she says, don't necessarily network up, network across. Network across, and that's what she did. That's how she got to her level. Because, it's cool to say, oh, I aspire to be like so-and-so, and I want to find out the gems from them. Mm-hmm. I want to network with them. That's how I get into that space. But network with the people in your level, across you, because they're also trying to fight. For example, if I were to host an event, I would want someone who's also maybe starting out as a photographer, maybe someone who's starting out as an MC, maybe someone who's starting out. And then obviously you'll have those few professionals, and we build our knowledge, our experience in that way.
We help each other grow.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I honestly believe, guys, you see those events where they say refreshments will be served. Please go. Go for the refreshments,
go.
Free
food.
Go for the free
That's
food.
That's what she's saying.
Okay, please go for the free food. The food is good. I will not lie. The food is
for the free food.
So good.
I won't lie. Like, Iman will like bring me out to like these events, because I'm very much a homebody. She's like, oh, let's go to this, let's go to that. She's not lying. The food
be
banging.
To be specific,
the food be banging.
To be specific, I'll be like, what are you doing Friday?
Yeah.
She hasn't answered. Great. We're going to this.
Great. Literally. Yeah. Literally. But yeah, talking about, I feel like university only becomes so much harder if you don't have a community to rely on. If you don't have people to fall on. Because, Kanti, you're studying financial management. You don't have a financial calculator.
Yeah.
But you don't socialize. Who are you going to ask?
Oh, actually, you're studying financial planning. You're looking for work next year, but you don't even attend the events that are being organized by either the financial planning society or maybe it's the economic society. You find someone there. There's an industry professional who's specifically within their panel discussion. They're saying, actually, we're looking for young graduates or final year students.
Yeah.
And we're so happy that you guys are having these conversations. Yeah. And you're not there. Mm-hmm. These are free events. I think what we miss out is that these are free events held at such really like amazing venues here on campus. Again, refreshments will be served. Okay.
Not they all don't the take, events.
Not always, but refreshments will be served. Yeah. And the events are actually so interesting so and wholesome. Very wholesome, but more than that, like, you learn something.
Yeah.
Even if you're not one of the people who are engaging, mm-hmm. I would recommend and encourage you to engage in those panel discussions, mm-hmm. whatever event is being hosted, a workshop. But even if you are just there to listen and to gain some sort of gem, it's amazing. And I think a lot of societies at the beginning of the year, they will always express and they will always stress the fact that just because we have a closer society or a engineering
doesn't
society
mean we just doesn't want closer people.
Exactly. So you are allowed, you are welcomed in those spaces, and I do believe that people should branch out more. You can you can be introverted. It's we're not saying go be a yapper.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Don't get us wrong. Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
But put yourself in those spaces and see where it will take you. You can really, really, really go far. But yeah, I think that's one of the conversations I just wanted to have. And to find out from you, what are some of the things that you have done to just get yourself out of your comfort zone within this university experience?
I think I had my one friend that was studying, you know her, Tiny.
Yes.
I think she was very much a big part of me getting out of my comfort zone, and I said, because she'd do everything.
Yo, no, Tiny does everything.
Tiny would be doing everything, and then I'm that friend that's just like, she'd be like, no, Ethel, I'm going to this. No, I'm doing that.
So how did you get into that?
And it got me intrigued because I'm like, and it wasn't just like, you know, just fun stuff.
Yeah,
it's fun and educational. You know, fun and helpful. And I remember at one point I was then just like, I then just started being like to her whenever she'd tell me, no, she's got this going on. I'd be like, oh, okay. Like if I found it interesting and I was, you know, interested in getting to know more about that, I'd ask her, you know, questions, be like, okay, if I want to attend, can I come with, you know? And I think that played a very huge role in me actually being open to a lot of things. But also, like, looking back, so you'd find that, because of course, like, we've got a lot of like internationals at the schools and everything. I will say, coming, I can't say I struggled in the sense that, you know how like with certain communities, like from you've got like country, like students from certain countries, like they build their like little communities
It makes sense.
And everything, which is very important. But I feel like I had the privilege of not being
I'm also thinking of the word.
Not being boxed in.
I think that's the word. Yeah.
Yes. I had the privilege of not being
of just staying within your community. You wanted to expand, explore,
and everything. Yeah. And I got the chance to like make friends with everybody. You know?
No, because I think that was the first question I asked you. Obviously when I met you, it wasn't exactly the first question. But like, girl, why'd you with your people?
What you doing on this side of town?
Because you know, in the club, we all fam. But no, I remember asking, I was like, you know what? I find it weird because I do know a lot of international students because a lot of them take my course.
Yes.
But I'd always find that they're all in one group. They all know each other.
Yeah.
So I was like, how is it that you are with everyone?
Everywhere.
And I loved that. Yeah. I was really, really intrigued by that. I was actually like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is amazing. And it really makes you grow as a person.
It does.
Learning about other people's cultures.
It does.
You know, exploring, accepting.
It does.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, like, I will say, because, you know, you don't want to feel out of place.
Yes,
I
know.
You'd want to think like you're in a different country. You're around people that are not from your culture and everything, you know. And so me being able to like socialize with everybody did give me that level of comfortability to be able to speak to anyone.
And it also gave you that advantage in a sense where you're now able to assimilate in any environment that you're in.
Exactly. Because I'm pretty sure like if it was a situation where I was stuck to my community, I'd be so scared. Not even shy, but just bare scared to be like, How do I even approach this? Yeah. How do I even do this? How do I even do that? But then because I was very versatile, or I am very versatile, it's given me the opportunity to like be very comfortable in certain environments and you know, just wing it.
Yeah.
Just taking it as it comes. Yeah.
Girl.
But from your end, ma'am, how do you navigate, like, you know, the whole networking situation?
Oh, and I'm a yapper.
Like, sometimes I'm like, girl,
I'm a yapper, so I think it made it very easy. Yeah. Even first year when I got here, I just couldn't stop talking. Mm-hmm. I think for me that I remember I was explaining this to someone. For people who are introverted, they just want to sit back and observe.
Yeah.
Right. For me, as someone who's very extroverted, although I do have my introverted tendencies, I wouldn't call myself an introvert though.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because in primary, I was very shy. I was very quiet. But anyways, for me, my way of being comfortable in this space is by talking. Because now I feel in control.
Crazy business.
Well, I know, it's weird,
crazy
right?
Crazy business.
Because now if I'm sitting, absolutely for example, insane. If I'm in a room, I'm sitting, I don't know who's the other person at the end. We're all quiet. Like, there's four of us in there. Yeah. We're all just sitting here.
Yeah.
Now, it's not even about the awkward silence. It's not, no. It's not about the silence. It's not about the awkward silence. It's not that. It's just my thought. Maybe I kind of get intimidated by the fact that, like, dang, like, I don't know. How is this person? Is she okay? Like, are we good? What if I need help with something? What if she needs help with something? Like, for me to actually ease off, be in control, and be comfortable, I need to speak. I want to know who you are. Because that's the first step of, I would call it, like, in friendship or getting to know someone. You greet them. Hi. How are you? Showing those signs of ubuntu that you learned from your family. Yeah. Hi, how are you? Mm-hmm. Are you good? And you judge from that interaction that, okay, this person, she's feeling calm, she's okay, cool. And then from there, I'm like, oh, actually, I'm looking for the space. Then you find, I'm also looking for this. And then we just walk and we talk and we continue. Yeah, so that for me made me feel comfortable in my area. And I yapped a lot because I was like, I'm new in this city. I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
By the second week, okay, let me not say second week. By the end of the month, I knew a lot of people, which is actually very scary. But I knew people, which is good because now I'm walking to spa and then you they can see someone. Like, hey, well, Iman, what are you doing here? Yeah. Girl, I'm looking for...
Let me show you what it is. Let me help
so
you
So for me, it helped me. It was, I'd call me being so extroverted my survivor skill. Crazy enough. And I don't think a lot of people acknowledge that when it comes to extroverted people. They just think, oh, they talk too much.
Yeah.
Or in some instances, obviously, it's still positive. And they're like, oh my gosh, she's so bubbly. She's so, which is great. I love that. I am bubbly. I am that. I love to share that goodness. I love to share. I was telling a friend the other day that I don't mind walking in the streets. If I see your outfit's good, I'm like, oh my gosh, girl, I love your outfit. And then I continue with my day.
Or it makes somebody's day.
Yeah.
It makes somebody's day.
It's like, oh my gosh, I really love that haircut.
And it
genuinely,
doesn't take,
I would be.
It doesn't take anything off your back.
Literally.
It does not take anything
literally
off your back.
And people don't do it for the validation of, oh, okay, someone was not smart. No, it's just like, girl, I really love that.
Yeah.
Or I'll really share. Like, I love sharing. I overshare sometimes too. But I love sharing. I love speaking to people. I love having conversations with people. There are days where I am just like, ugh. But for me, speaking is what opened doors for me.
Yeah.
Speaking is what helped me to be able to be comfortable in the room and also still walk into a room confidently and to be able to command the room and believe that I am worthy of the spaces that I'm getting into. Because as shy as I may be, I was nervous rather, not shy, as nervous as I may be in that space, I might be like, because you'll know when I shiver, you know when I'm nervous. Okay, but once
we've
I speak to someone and I greet for me the first step is always greeting. I greet and I find how you are. Then I'm like, okay, these are my peers.
Yeah,
we're good, and we can relate to one another. And even when I'm in managerial settings or settings where I need to, and I wouldn't call it managing, but I need to lead.
Yeah,
I always say, okay, let's have some level of familiarity. Cool, this is what I need to do, but don't feel intimidated by what I'm doing or by the task, my positions, what I'm delegating to you. If you need help, come back to me, because I know if I was in that position,
you'd run the same amount of care.
Help me. I'm not trying to reach from the sky like, oh my gosh,
help me.
Help me.
I need help.
Help me. Okay, so yeah, I think for me, that's it's always been easy, and I think... I always find this crazy because my mom is very introverted.
Mm-hmm.
So I even had an introverted housemate last year.
Yeah.
We still live in the same place. But with her, I managed, she's one of my good friends now, but we managed to gel. Why? Mm-hmm. Because she was very quiet, but she would always tell me, like, I still wanted that someone to still speak to
you.
Just
because
I'm quiet, like, it doesn't mean, like, I don't want you
to
have that conversation, like, hi, or let's take a walk.
Maybe I'm just expecting, like, I'm not expecting, but I just want somebody to say hi first. And then I'm going to be like, hey, and probably I'm going to blurt out my
literally
whole life to you.
And you're like, this girl's crazy. Y'all been thinking she's crazy. She's crazy. But I love that. I love that. Yeah. So for me, I'm able to even work around people who are a bit more quiet and people who are very loud.
Yeah.
I do sometimes, though, like when you're around too many extroverted people, I do get a bit overstimulated and overwhelmed. I'm like, whoa. Mm-hmm. You know, so I also do get shy. But for me, I will always say that speaking has opened up doors for me. Because even just speaking to, the random experiences I've had. No, my mom's prayers need to go up, okay? My own prayers need to go up. Because I'm uber talking.
Need to stay prayed up.
Listen,
for sure.
Not even just my parents. I need to stay prayed up, okay? Because I just be talking. But also, in an Uber, I talk because I want to make sure this person's not trying to kill me. Very scary seats, very dark.
I think in an Uber, like, I'm overanalyzing everything.
No.
Like, I remember this one time. Uh-huh. I was catching an Uber from CK. Might I tell you, this man was probably drunk or high between the two. Because tell me why he is. So I already have, like, I have mad road anxiety, right? I have mad road anxiety. And so when I don't trust you, not that I don't trust, like, I'll watch the road.
Yeah.
Like, I will literally watch the road to see, like, okay, are the settings right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is everything okay? And then I remember this guy. Is he not swerving into the other lane, Iman?
No ways.
Is he not swerving into the other lane? And then I'm like, uncle, like. And then he's like, oh, did you think I was sleeping? No.
I would have said stop
Bro, like, what do you mean?
I would have said stop the car.
You were swerving into the other lane. Now you're trying to act like I'm being delusional and I was seeing things. You're like,
it's the laugh
for me. Oh, no. Did you think I was sleeping? Bro.
I would have said stop the car.
Bro.
I mean, next time, I think what I want to discuss in our next podcast is our craziest Uber experiences, because I've had some wild
ones. I remember, like, I told you that one when we were coming from Central. Remember?
No, which one?
No, when I told you about it in the taxi. Remember?
I don't remember. I've got a bad memory.
And then remember when I was telling you the story?
Mm-hmm.
And then you thought I was telling you. Then you're like, oh, I think I also got that Uber driver.
Oh,
and then
yes.
You're like, oh, plot twist. No.
No, it's not. No, because I think Ubers in PE, you will see things you've never seen in this life. You would have
literally.
You've seen everything, but no.
In Joburg, like, you won't have such unhinged conversations.
Yeah.
In Uber. Like, it's more so, oh, okay, so where are you from? Or where are you coming? Where are you going? You know,
those type of
conversations, very calm. Oh, the weather, this. Oh, it's a Friday. People are outside.
The different experiences I've had with Ubers, it's either someone's going to preach to me, like, you know what, you need to really just be a good child, you know, and God loves you. And then, yo, my girlfriend did this. My girlfriend did that.
Yeah.
And then, okay, sometimes you might have quiet Ubers. And then someone is just like, you know what, can I get your number? And I'm like, but you're my Uber driver. And then the other ones are, what is this? The Uber driver just being on a full-on phone call.
Phone call. Like, with no remorse at all.
Crazy.
But for me,
I talk a lot in my Ubers, but I've always had meaningful experiences in my Ubers, especially if you're a young Uber driver and I know like you're one of our like school peers, then we'll have those conversations and then I'll see them at my gigs or wherever on campus. I'm like, hey, and then they'll hoot or whatever it is. So yeah, I mean, I've had a wild
what if they don't have a car?
I will. How can they
hoot, sissy?
How can they not have a car? When I'm talking about Uber drivers.
Oh, okay. Ish, you caught me there. Girl. I was trying to catch you out.
Crazy. But yeah, I think one of my wildest ones, and that's why I want to make this our next chat for our podcast.
Yeah.
And this is why I kind of want to end it off today. keep praying, please. Even now, pause the podcast and pray, okay? I was in an Uber,
mm-hmm.
and then the Uber driver, I was on my way to Pick and Pay because I need to get a few top-ups for a month. The Uber driver stopped, right?
Yeah.
At Pick and Pay. It's just like, oh, how are you? Who are you? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Normal conversation.
Yeah.
And then he parked his car. I'm like, wait, no, but this is not the drop-off area. He's mm-hmm. like, no, I'm walking in with you. And I was like, what?
To do what?
He's like, no, I'm just going to go with you. And I was like,
why?
Okay. And then I just walked. And then he drew money at Capitec. He did his own thing because he needed something at Capitec. No, he didn't end up drawing. He wanted to draw money at Capitec, but he didn't end up drawing money at Capitec. Mm. I went into Checkers. I did what I needed to do.
And don't tell me he was waiting for you outside.
He was walking with me to Checkers.
I see.
He walked with me to the till. Went back into the Uber. I didn't pay for the Uber the next time, obviously. The first time I obviously paid because it was on my card. The next time he didn't, cut me off at home, and then didn't ask for money, nothing. I was like, wow.
That's so random.
That was very random.
That's so random. That is so random.
And every time I tell the story, people are like, eh? I was like, yeah.
That is so random. Talking.
But even I'm worried about myself, like, because girl, why are you allowing that?
Like, talking about crazy things, but this is a story for another day
because
it's quite hectic. But it's this girl that had traveled to Cape Town with this guy. And I won't get into details now because, like I said, that's a story for another day. But basically, this man wanted to steal her womb.
Huh?
Ew!
Guys, no ways.
Ew! Like, it's insane. Like, as she was telling the story, you know these TikTok story times?
Yeah.
And she was telling the story, so she's like, okay, I'm going to just give it to you. So basically, this hun, she met this guy, right? Started talking. You know how these conversations go?
Yeah.
And then, of course, like, she's like, this guy would always ask me, like, if I was on my period. That's what she said. She's like, this man would always ask me, are you on your period? Are you on your period? Like, he'd always ask. And like, she'd be like, you know, she'd answer. At first, she didn't think anything of it. She's just like, it's just some random like question, you know, like, because we're seeing each other. Maybe he wants to know, like, you know. And then eventually he's like, okay, I want us to go away on a trip, wada. Will you join me?
No, this is already scary.
Will you join me in Cape Town? So she said she was first a bit skeptical about it, but she's like, okay, cool, no problem, let's do it. And then so anyways, he books everything. But then before they prepare book for this trip, he asks, are you on your period?
Again.
He asks again. And then this time she was actually on her period. She's like, yeah. Again, she didn't think too much of the whole situation. They traveled to Cape Town. Anyways, they traveled to Cape Town and everything. And then this man is like, which day are you on?
No.
I'm telling you. I was gobsmacked as I was listening to the story. Which day are you on? She's like, no, I'm still like at the very beginning. That's when she sort of started like
questioning, why are you asking so much?
Every time. Why are you asking me if I'm on my period? Why are you asking me if I'm on my period? Every single time. You know, besides this Cape Town trip, even before when we started speaking, you'd always ask me, when are you going to be on your period? When's your period? Are you on your period? And so they get to Cape Town. And then they slept. So she says she was just disposing of her sanitary towels, like, in the bin, right? In the bathroom, those bathroom bins. So she was disposing them in there because she's like, when the cleaners come, they're just going to, like, you know, help out and clean out and stuff like that. And then so the one morning, he woke up and he left. And he said he was going to buy them food. I forgot what she said, but he left the place where they were staying. So she decided to... She basically decided to call a friend and be like, bro, like, this guy keeps asking me, like, where if I'm on my period and it's getting that's really crazy. Sus, like, I don't understand. Like, I'm starting to feel very uncomfortable. So the friend is like, Chomi, where have you been putting your pads? Then she's like, nah, I've been disposing them in the bathroom. Bin. Then she's like, please go check. Did she find those pads? Those pads were not there. Her friend is like, please open this man's bag and go through his things. Does she not find her sanitary towels packed in that man's bag? So now the friend is like, Chomi, hurry up. Pack everything. Take those pads, pack them in your bag and leave. And that's what she did.
That is scary.
How insane.
That is scary. But I think for me, it really highlights the aspect in uni that, okay, example for me, this goes to me, okay, goes for me rather. You can't trust everyone.
You can't.
They can be
much
in
as
a,
you want to exactly. socialize.
Yeah.
And
don't trust everyone. Don't jump in everyone's
very
car.
Careful.
They can. And I think people think of stranger danger. When we think of stranger danger, we think, oh, this person is raggedy. Mm-hmm. They're dressed in black. No.
You know,
they can be dressed in a suit.
At you with the knife.
Exactly. They can be dressed in a suit with a very nice car.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. It can even be the closest person to you, like someone that you constantly see
literally.
Either on campus or
literally.
At the shop, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Don't trust everyone. And I think that has to be stressed with much importance when
True.
It comes to your university experience.
True.
Yes, we want to network. Yes, we want to connect, get
That'd
out of
be
a comfort
very
zone.
Weary.
Do have those crazy experiences that we're going to look back and say, oh, we did it
yeah.
for the plot.
For the plot.
But make sure that the plot is not putting you
in
danger. In
danger, true.
You know?
True.
So yeah, I think that is my extension for the week.
All right.
But what is one song that you'd like to leave us with before we... Because we entered with a song,
we're going to leave with a song. We're going to leave with a song, yeah.
Something all good vibes
Something
for the morning.
Something all good. I think, this is another song that I've... You're probably going to think I'm this sad girl.
Yeah, because you have not been playing anything, you know, energetic.
I you guys are going to think I'm this sad girl, but... So that you don't feel like I am, I'm gonna leave you with this.
Hey! No, because why am I excited? This is how we do it on the extended cab, man. With your girls, Iman Kuteka, and of course, Etho Madondo. Doing all things fun, keeping it light.
Hey, when you're looking like that, when you're looking like that,
I'm rushing for the, chorus right now.
Hey, I'm waiting, I'm just waiting in anticipation.
This should tell you that we should have karaoke podcast.
It's gonna be alright. Oh, I think I just met my wife.
Ooh, yay!
I know it's gonna be a good night. I think I just met my
extenders, guys. Those
literally,
are extenders listeners. Okay?
Literally.
No shame. So good feel music
of course.
Right here on the extended cast. We're going to do this
cast.
Again, girl.
Eish.
Come on.
We've got to. You guys are going to miss me for a little while. You know what I mean? For a good 2 months, Nyan.
No, literally, Ethel is going away. She's going back home. Her semester has ended. And
it's
I was
done.
Like, I wish I could be you.
Next week is
exam
the
season.
End of it.
On the 2nd, on the 6th, on the 10th, on the 25th, whew, pray for me.
Nah, I will be praying for you. I'll be praying for you, sis.
Hold me, okay?
I will be holding you in spirit so that you have this unlocked. Nah, this girl's been grinding, so she better have this unlocked, most definitely.
No, for sure. But, like, I think that is one way we're going to luck it out on the extended cut.
That's
We've
right.
had an amazing one.
Definitely.
Stay amazing. Stay fresh.
Please.
Okay,
please.
Have fun. Listen to Ashakin. Happy Africa Day for tomorrow from International Girls.
International
I love how I always
buddies.
Say international girl. International slim mama. International
buddies.
Okay. tag us on our social media, tag The Extended Cut,
please,
and of course Madiba's Radio, Imam Kuteka and Ethel Madondo. We want to see how you're feeling,
you know,
when you're listening to the podcast. Want to have fun with you, so
don't be shy, like pop in a message, like we're very friendly people, so you feel like you just want to be like, yo guys,
we want to be your yappers.
yo guys Don't feel shy, but it's been a good one. Hope you enjoy the rest of your morning. I know we're going to, the weather's not good.
Too
great, but we're going to make do.
We have to.
We'll make do.
So that's how we ended with Mr. Money with the Vibe
right now.
Mr. Money with the Vibe right now. See you on the next one.
Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay.